Okay, on the top of the Vav Amud Aleph, four lines down, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabbanan. So we learned, Yorem Shemore Sabrios Latich Gago Seyenu Hachni says Perosein Velasto says Kolzor Chayhen. So again, the pasuk of Venasati Mata Artsachem Beito Yore Umalkosh, that the rain is going to fall on the land Yore Umalkosh, refers to two different types of rain. So Yore is it from a language of hora, of a directive. It's a directive when this rain starts coming to start covering the roofs with some sort of a cement, which was going to prevent the water from getting inside, and to bring all the peros that are outside drying into the house so they don't get ruined by the rain. And whatever else needs to get done, the rain is imminent. So yore is a lashon of hora, of a directive. It tells us that to prepare for the winter season, which is going to be coming. Davar acher, another explanation, shemar v'esaretz umashke ad tehom, that it satiates the land and prepares it, and then the liquid gets all the way down and then saturates it all the way down. Shenemar, as it says about the rain, tilameha ravei nachas gidudeha b'revim timogegnam tzimcha tivareh, that the rain fills up the places that have been threshed, and that provides the water which is necessary for the things to be able to grow. Dover acher yore sheyore binachas veino yore bezaf. Yore is that yore that comes down softly and pleasantly, and not very strongly. So the Gemara asks, is all this true? Oh, we know yore, or maybe you'll say that yore is not a bracha is not from a language of bracha. Ella, rather, it's types of negative things. We can explain the same word with negative context. Shemashir es haperos, that it severs, it causes the peros that are connected to the trees to fall down and to be ruined. Umashtif es hazrum, and it floods and destroys that which is growing from the ground. Umashtif es haylanos, tamad lomar malkosh. The Torah tells us malkosh. And Malkosh is written again, it's Yore. Malkosh written right next to Yore. Ma Malkosh li bracha. So just like Malkosh is referring to rains of bracha, because they're coming at the end of the time of the rainy season. Af Yore li bracha. So too, we assume that Yore is also a type of rain which is falling for bracha. So the Gemara says, well, how do you know that Malkosh is for bracha? Maybe Malkosh is in the language of knocking down houses and destroying trees. Like it's like the Malkosha, it's difficult, it's hard. And it brings the locusts out. Talmud Lomar Yore. Mayor Lebracha of Malkosh Lebracha. So again, we use the juxtaposition of Yore to Malkosh in the opposite direction. Just like Yore is for Bracha, so Malkosh is also for Bracha. So now the price says V'yora gufei minon, but how do I know? Again, the only reason that we knew Yora was bracha was because Malkosh is bracha. The only reason we know Malkosh is bracha is Yora is bracha. So we don't really know anything. So how do we have to at least know inherently what one of them means in order to be able to make the hekesh? So if we can figure out that how Yora means lebracha, so then we can say that Malkosh is connected to Yora. So how do we know Yora itself is for bracha? D'chsev v'neitzion gilu v'simcha b'shem elokechem. Barishon. So again, the pasuk says, the children of Zion, you should be joyous at the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he's giving you more litzdaka, and he's bringing you geshem more malkosh barishon. So from the fact that the previous clause about more litzdaka is a positive, so too, this is also going to be a positive. And now we know that Yore is a positive. And then we can have a hekesh between Yore and Malkosh to say that Malkosh is also the bracha. Tana Rabbanan. So we have another bracha, another brice, excuse me, related to Yore and Malkosh. Yore b'marcheshvan Malkosh b'nisan. The brice has said that when is the Yore, it's the first rains which are falling in Marcheshvan. Malkosh is the later rains that fall b'nisan. Atomer Yore b'marcheshvan Malkosh b'nisan. So you're claiming that Yore is referring to the first rains which come in Marcheshvan, and Malkosh is the last rains which come in Nisan. Maybe it's the opposite. Oven el Yore b'tishreng. Not the opposite. Maybe it's slightly different. Maybe Yore refers to rains which come in Tishrei. right? Which it would be Sukkot's time, a little earlier than Rosh Hashanah when we start mentioning the rain. Umakosh biyar, and maybe Makosh is the rains which come a little bit later. Talmud lomar biito, right? It says v'nosatim taratzachem biito. It has to be that it's coming in the right time. The right time for the Yorah rains to come, for the first rains to come, is not earlier in Tishrei, but in Mar Cheshvan. And similarly, the right time for the rains to end in Eretz Yisrael is in the time of Nisan. Malkosh, why is the last rain called Malkosh? Amar Rav Nehiloi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Dovar Shemol Kash Yosein Shal Yisrael. Something which cuts from the Lashon of Mila, the necks of the stiffness of the necks of the Yisrael. That if they're not going to do tshuva, I'm sorry, that if the rain does not fall, that's going to be a cause for Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva and to fast the rain to come. The Beis Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the Beis Rabbi Yishmael, they learned that it comes from Dover Shemimale Tvua Bekasheha. That through the rain, the tvua becomes full, becomes complete, it grows properly. Bimas Nisa Tana. Alternatively, we learn Dover Sheyored Al Hamelilo, something which falls on the melilos, which are the grains that are already full. Valakashin, and on the stalks of the tfua. So it has to be that those things already grow. There's no stalks of tfua for it to fall on at the beginning of the rainy season because nothing grew yet. So it must be that this refers to the rains that come after there is growth in the field, and then this comes on top of that. Tanra Banan. Again, another brisa related to Yorah Malkosh. Yorah b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan. Yorah is in cheshvan, mar cheshvan, and Malkosh, the later rains, are in Nisan. The brisa asks, b'mar cheshvan u'mayinu ela b'chodesh kislev. Is it really true that Yorah refers to the first rains which come in mar cheshvan? Maybe it refers to the rains which come in kislev. Talmud lomar b'ita yorah Malkosh, that at the right time, Malkosh b'ita of yorah b'ita. Just like Malkosh was referring to the rains coming at the right time, so to the Yorah rains must be referring to rains which fall at the right time, which in this case is Mar Cheshvan. Tanya Idach, have another bright song. Yorah Mar Cheshvan, Umalkosh Benisan, Devir Meir. Meir's opinion is that Yorah refers to the rain when it falls in Mar Cheshvan. Malkosh refers to the rain which falls in Nisan. Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim disagree, and they say Yorah Bekislev. And in fact, Yorah is referring to the rains of Fon Kislev, just like the previous Baiso had suggested and rejected, but here it actually is the opinion of the Chachamim. So the Gemara wants to know, Man Chachamim, who is the author of, who can we identify as these Chachamim, who are the ones who say that Yorah is in fact in Kislev? Amar Rav Chista Rabbi Yossi here. Rav Chista suggests that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. This Sino we learn in a Baiso, Ezohi Revia Rishonam, which is the first period of the rains which fall, Habakira, Bishlosha b'mar cheshvan. So the first rains which fall are on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Beinonis, the second rains, b'shivabo, on the seventh. Afila, b'shivasabo. And the later ones are on the 17th. Divrei Meir, that's according to Meir's opinion. Yehuda Omer, the first ones are b'shiva. The next are b'shivasar. And the third are b'shlosha. The first and the seventh, then the 17th, and then the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. The first ones are b'shivasar on the 17th. The seconds are b'esim b'shlosha, the 23rd. And the third is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. On Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'chein Rabbi Yossi Omer. And similarly, Rabbi Yossi said, Ein ha'yachidim mis'anin at she'yagid Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That even the pious ones who would start fasting earlier, because the rain had not come yet, even they do not start fasting until Rosh Chodesh Kislev has arrived. Because again, these initial rains, which are all considered to be the Yorah, until the entire period passes and they haven't fallen, it's not enough of a reason to be concerned yet. But Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that the last date for that is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so he can be the opinion that says again, that's the opinion of the Chachamim in the original Braise, that Yorah is Bekislev, is referring to this opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Chista Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chista says that the Halacha is in fact like Rabbi Yossi, that the first rains that we're referring to are the 17th and then the 23rd, and then the third is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar Masni Lahad Rav Chista Baalishna. I may even learn this, that, or just this said in a slightly different way, referring to something that we have later on. Later on, we're going to say when it comes to asking for rain in tefillah, well, first one opinion says that we start asking for rain on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Again, asking is in Baruch Aleinu, the same Talmud Matzah Bracha. Rabbi Gamliel Amar B'Shiv Abo on the seventh. Amar Avchista Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start asking for rain on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan, and that was the context in which he spoke.